June 24th, the day of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. In a way, observing this day doesn't make sense. After all, it is likely if John were present, he would turn us away from him and point us instead to Christ. On one occasion, the religious rulers of Israel came to John and asked him who he was. They asked if he was the Christ. John said, no. They asked if he was Elijah. John said, no. They asked if he was the prophet Moses had prophesied that God would raise up from among his people. A prophet like Moses, in fact, Christ himself. John answered, no, he was not the prophet. Then who are you? They asked. John answered, I am a voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord. John could have accepted these titles, this fame, and claimed to be the true Messiah, the glory that went with that. But instead, his ministry was to prepare the people to receive the true Messiah and to direct them to him for the forgiveness of their sins. Hence the message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when Jesus appeared on the scene, John said, behold the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. He must increase, I must decrease. Our world is rife with conflicting messages. There are the voices of entertainers who tell us, live for pleasure, live for fame, live for money, all those fleeting things. There are the voices of politicians who promise everything and deliver nothing. There are the voices of postmodern culture that tell us there is no such thing as truth. There are no absolutes. Reality is whatever you want it to be. God is whoever you want God to be. You can't call God him anymore, according to him. There are the voices of religious leaders who tell us about false Jesuses and false gospels. Jesuses who never became man, never died on the cross for our sins, never rose again bodily from the dead. It was to just such a world, caught up in false messages, that God sent John to announce his message. Salvation through the forgiveness of sins on account of the Word incarnate, Jesus Christ, who would give his life on the cross to save us from our sins. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Using an anonymous libretto for a text, Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata 167 alludes to the text we heard read just before and captures well the sense of this scripture. First performed in 1723, Bach's first year in Leipzig, it functions in much the same way that John himself did, pointing clearly to God's promises fulfilled in Christ. It says, God's true word deceiveth not. All comes true as he doth pledge. What he in that paradise many hundred years ago now to our fathers hath assured, have we here experienced. Praise God. He continues, the woman's seed did come when once the time was ready, the blessing which God, Abraham, the faith's great man, had promised. It's like a beam of sunlight on us broken, and all our sorrow is grown silent. A dumb man, Zacharias, cries aloud his praise to God for God's wondrous deed, which he made manifest. And think ye, Christians, too, what God for you hath done. And raised to him a song of praise. Now blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who doth in his mercy come to us, and his own Son from heaven's lofty throne to save the world hath sent us. First at that time did John appear, and must the way and path make ready for the Savior. And then did Jesus come himself, that wretched mankind's children, and all the fallen sinners, with grace and love might be made glad, and unto paradise in true repentance guided. Unto paradise in true repentance guided. This is what God called John to do. John did not point to himself, he pointed only to Christ, the Christ who takes away the sins of the world, yours and mine. Strange voices will try and tempt us away from Christ and take our Savior away from us. Only God's voice speaks us righteous for Christ's sake. His voice still goes out today through the preaching of his word, giving knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins, shining his light upon us, dispelling the darkness, guiding our feet into the way of peace. Thanks be to God for the voice of John the Baptist and for all voices which herald Jesus as our Savior. Thanks be to God that he does not remain silent, but speaks his mercy. As Bach says once more to conclude, now laud and praise with honor God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. May he in us add measure to what he has firmly pledged in his mercy, that we may firmly trust him, entirely rest on him, sincere on him depending. May our heart, mind, and will steadfast to him be cleaving. To this now let us sing, amen, it shall be done. This is our heart's firm faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.